السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Sorry folks for the delay. There's some reason people are being put in the waiting room. So I'm trying to figure out to make sure that people can come in. Oh my goodness. How does this work? Okay, assalamu alaikum. Can you guys hear me? Okay, mashallah, we have a cozy group today. So we got Sister Afroza, Sister Mariam, Sister Maria. I don't know if there's some people in the waiting room. I did see that some people were stuck there. I might have to ask Imam Arij about this. Oh my goodness. This is quite confusing. Maybe I should go to the account. Mohammed, can you pass me the iPad to see if you're able to come in without me letting you in manually? Yes, okay. All right, alhamdulillah. It seems like everybody is able to get in. Okay, how's everybody? I don't know why some people are still being kept outside. I'm not sure. I think I have to... Okay. How am I going to do this? I think I'm just going to have to leave this little window on the side. I hope it doesn't cause a black box for anybody. All right. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I just previewed the video and the onions are still there. So bear with me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Hopefully this won't be onion worthy today. Let's get started. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم عما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما آمين. Alright, so today we have a packed session. I'm going to switch the visuals from me to my screen, which is much more interesting. So let me start the share of my screen. Hold on, this time I'm going to do this right. Close my sticky notes and now share my screen. All right, can everybody see? Let me see here. I want to go to today's date. Okay, it seems I did not yet update the table of contents. I will just have to do it old school and scroll. All right, so today we have two objectives. We are going to be doing, just one moment. I'm going to ask my husband to lower the volume because actually maybe for you guys, I need to increase the volume. Okay. I increase the volume now. Is that better for everybody? Alt H to show the chat. Is it okay now? All right. You didn't miss anything. Well, I made dua. Just say ameen. So now we're going to continue with our program, which is we have two objectives for today. They are, here we go. For today, we have two main objectives. First, conjugation, and then jumla fi'liya practice. So bismillah, let's get started. For conjugation, we're going to have a little bit of a harf review. Something similar to what we did last week. We're going to talk about how to distinguish one harf from another and based on what they do. This is very important to be able to recognize them. I'm trying to get the chat back, and instead I'm getting all these little gizmos on the screen. Okay, let me see how to get the chat back. All right. I'm going to put the chat here. All right, so we're going to talk about, is anybody still confused with the harfs? How are you feeling? Everybody okay with lam and lan and in and an? Remember, an lan, they rhyme. An, lan, nasp. Well, I wanted to share that trick with you last week because it works for me. But then I realized this week that it would make much more sense for you to refer to ayat that you might very well have already memorized, right? Because if we say yansuru, what does yansuru mean? Ah, Imam Arij has come. If you can please send me, assalamu alaikum, if you can please send me a PM on how to disable the waiting room. I have not been able to do that over the last many minutes. All right, so yes, so yansuru is he helps. So you know that it is, there's no harf in front, it's marfu, everything's good. But if you see a harf in front, it's going to do something to it, right? So here we have, and you have this in your notes, okay? There's four sample ayat, which likely you already know by heart or you're familiar with, right? So this is from Surat Al-Balad, which is in Juz 30. أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّنْ يَقْدِرَ. So we see harf nasb is making the fi'l mansub. All right, so I put here يَقْدِرُ عَلَى means overcome. So does he think that will not he overcome him, anyone, right? And for an, we have إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ, which is from Surah Al-Kahf, and we know that it's أَنْ يَشَاءَ. Okay, I'm increasing it now. It's at 88%. Let me know if it's still needing to be increased. So you can see, you guys can see, this is the fatha here, right? And for this ayah might not be known to most of you, but you can compare here an yasha'a and in yasha'. This is majzoom with the kasra. And here, this one everybody knows, alhamdulillah, lam yalid. So we see the lam made it majzoom with the sukoon. All right, so if you go back to your tutorial notes, you can refer to those ayat, and I hope that this will help you keep things straight in terms of which harf does what. And then let me know next week if you found it helpful, or even right now. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to work on jumla fi'liya practice. We're going to be doing some sentence building. First, we're going to review the matrix of possible scenarios of what the possibilities are for the fa'il. There's two possibilities. It's either going to be the fi'il's pronoun or an outside fa'il. And then the maf'ul also has two possibilities. It's either going to be an attached pronoun or an outside maf'ul. So 2 times 2 equals 4. So there's 4 possible scenarios. So do you you're recognizing this matrix, hopefully, from a class? Any questions about this one? You can type no if it's okay. All right, maybe somebody's typing a question. I will take it once it shows up, inshallah. So let's go ahead. We will start with our conjugation. Okay, I had some notes here that I wanted to mention that the what we're going to do is we're going to do some practice. Sorry, I'm having a technical difficulty here. Just bear with me. Okay, so we are going to scrolling. All right, so our plan here is we're going to conjugate one fi'il, and we're going to do that the same way as was done last Thursday in class. We're going to do the past tense, then the marfu present, mansub present, and majzub present. Okay, what we're going to do after that is we're going to be building those jumla fi'liya sentences. And we're going to switch around the fi'l and the fa'il for practice with the different scenarios. And building language like this will develop our ability to translate more precisely, which is exceeding course expectations slightly. And the purpose of this is so that when we do analysis, it will be easier for you to spot things because that's at a lower level. So identification is easier than building, so it will make identifying speech easier. So the fi'l that we're doing today, our fi'l for the day is, the root is nun, sad, ra. And we're going to do that with family one. Okay, is Imam Arij still here? No. Okay, I'm going to try and... Actually, just hold on one moment. I'm just going to get my phone to message him to ask for the disabled. How do I disable the waiting room? Okay, hopefully nobody will get stuck in the waiting room anymore. So let's... Sorry, I know it says five here. We're just going to do it as activity one. So we're going to do nun, sad, ra and family one. And for family one, what do we need to figure out? What do we need to figure out since there's no steady pattern? How to handle root nun, sad, ra in family one? What do we need to do? There's a hint on the screen. Yes, we need to refer to the dictionary. All right, so here we are on Ishtal. Do you see black boxes? Do you see black boxes right now? Okay, but I've got quite a few windows on the screen, so I was worried about that. All right, so what root are we going to enter? Okay, so we have two options. We can do nun, sad, ra, or we can do, yes, thank you, that's nice in Arabic, or we can do N, capital S, and R, okay? And you can see here in my notes, if you want to learn how to enter it, because maybe you find it difficult to find the Arabic letters, you can see here on this link on how, like, which letter represents what, right? If you, I put a lowercase s, it's just going to look for seen. So let me enter this, and I'm going to put it on, make it smaller so we can see better. Actually, that didn't make it smaller, did it? Column. Yes, this is what I need. All right, so here we go. We've got here. So what's our past tense going to be? Somebody already gave the answer early, but I wanted to use a dictionary. What's our past tense going to be? First, the past tense is listed. Okay, almost, Brother Ali. You're missing one little thing. Yes, exactly. All right, so our past tense is going to be Nasara, which means yes, good. This morning they used Toraba, right? Which typically means he hit. It has other meanings. If you want to learn more about the other meanings, you can check out the Shams recording. For our purposes tonight, we're going to be a little bit more gentle and use Nasara, he helped, rather than Daraba, he hit. Now, for the family one present tense pattern, we know that it is, we have first our Ya, and then Sukun on our one. And then our two, we need to refer to the dictionary. So we're going to go back to that screen. And then our three will change depending on the status, which is why we have our little asterisk. So here, we can tell here that our present tense, if you look at the pattern here, it's going to be yam, mm, mm. So what's our present tense? Okay, Brother Ali has answered. Mr. Afroza. All right, yes, sorry, I was still trying to get the answer about the waiting room. Okay, so our present tense is going to be exactly like you said, yansuru. And the meaning, as you can see, because I was having some technical issues with, I couldn't figure out if it was highlighting, the meaning is he helps. Okay, very nice Arabic typing, mashallah. Okay, so our verb is nasara yansuru, and when we say them together as a pair like this, we say it means to help, right? As a pair, we refer to it as to help. So he helped, he helps, but as a pair, we say to help. Okay, so for now we're going to fill the table, and for each word, you're going to tell me what's the fi'il, what's its status, and how can I tell that it's in that status? But first, we're going to do, there's no issue of status for the past tense. Okay, the waiting room, Allahu Akbar, is disabled. Alhamdulillah. So everybody's welcome to come in now. No, that's because I was disabling the waiting room. I wasn't actually speaking. So now I'm speaking again. So let's do the past tense. So for how do you say he helped? So we're gonna go really fast for this because this is really review. Okay. And then they both helped. So Nasara, he helped. And they both helped. Okay. Let's go quickly. They helped. You can just keep typing. Don't wait until I mention it, because you can hit enter as soon as I say it. Okay. And she helped. They both helped, two women. Okay, Sister Maryam, don't forget your fatha, right? Very important, nasorata, not nasorta. We're not going to drop the fatha until the next one. So I'm giving you a hint now. They, all the women helped. I haven't been saying it actually. Nasara, nasara, nasaru, nasarat, nasarata. And they, women help. Yes, now it's time to drop that, to drop that fatha. We're putting a sukoon. Anything after this, we'll have the sukoon. The ladies came in and organized everything. So we've got nasarna. Okay, so now we're again with the, we're going with the sukoon. You helped. Nasarta, you too help. You both helped. Good. Nasartuma, you all helped. Oh, Brother Ali, sukun on, so you want sukun on your ra. Very important. Okay. Nasartum, very good. Remember everybody, right? Here's the, this here, this is the critical point. After this one, just remember it like this if it helps you. Once the group of ladies come in, they organize everything, and no silly vowels after this. It's sukoon all the way, all right? Or you could say like sukoon is like sakina, quietness. So they come and they calm everything down. Oh yeah, like a group of moms, they come in the room, they quiet everything down, right? So you got sakina, you got the sukoons everywhere. Maybe that'll help you guys. Okay, so now let's say all of you women helped. Sorry, you one woman help. I'm jumping the gun here. Sorry about that. You one woman helped. Okay, I've got one good answer on the screen. Gonna get some more. Going once, going twice. You one woman helped. All right, Nasarti. Very good. Okay, why is it not showing up on the screen? Did I erase it? Is there even anything here? Uh-oh, what's happening here? If it wasn't so expensive to buy a new computer, I would do that. Oh my goodness, what did I do? But you're gonna just have to bear with me, because recording and using Word is hard on my little Dell guy here. Okay, Nasorti. And then, all of you women helped. Nasortunna. Very good. Let's... Jazakillah khair. Okay, and then I helped. And Nasortu, we helped. Where's the outside mouse? Better use the outside mouse. We got outside doers, and we got outside files and outside mafouz. I'm going to use my outside mouse. Maybe that's going to help a little bit more. I don't think that this one is connected. Okay, Nasorna, good, I'm seeing those alifs. So now you're going to tell me the status and how you can tell the status, because we're going to move on to the present tense. Okay, sorry if you heard a loud chime, that was my computer. Okay, there we go. So let's do the present tense now. Allahu Akbar, I can't even scroll. Okay, so the present tense, we're going to start with, what's the first word we're going to do? Nasara Yansuru, right? So this is a freebie. So I'm going to show it on the screen. So we've got here Yansuru. Come on, little fellow. And what does Yansuru mean? All right, and how, what's its status? Okay, and how can you tell the status? Dhamma and R3. Very good. Now we're going to, rather than going down here, we're going to go here. We're going to use the harf lan. Now I put a little note here. We don't need to write the harf lan unless there's going to be no difference between lan and lam. Okay? Yes, because of the dhamma, exactly. So now tell me the word, okay? What is its status and how can you tell it's in that status? Tell me that for this cell here. What goes in the next box? What's its status? How can I tell? And copy your answer because you can paste it and just like modify it a little bit. That's going to speed things up because we need to do some jumla fi'liya practice after we finish our table. So what goes in the cell? What's its status? Okay, like here you would tell me yansuru marfu dhamma. You tell me the word, its status, and why. Okay, Sister Afroza, your verb, your fi'il looks the same as this one. So that should be a hint to you that there is something. Sister Mariam, same thing. No, we're doing this one. We're doing this cell here. We've finished with this one. Now we're doing this one. Okay, so you're going to send me lan, the name of its status, and the reason. I'm typing a sample answer, okay? Oops, no, that's wrong. I'm typing a bad sample answer. Bad, Sister Solange. No. Lan yansura mansub fatha. There. Okay, like this. Lan yansura is mansub with fatha. Okay? That's actually how you would find it in a book of I'rab, actually, in a book of analysis. Okay, so lan yansura is mansub because of the fatha. Okay, bad answer, Sister Solange. Yes, it's not me, it was the answer that was bad. Thank you very much for reminding me to be kind to myself. All right, so next column. You know what to give me now? Say lam, and then the verb, and its status, and why. I'm doing it like this because we need to go a little bit faster if we want to finish our table and still get the important practice we need. Now that everybody has been admitted from the waiting room. Okay. And also, Sister Widad, the reason. Like, how can you tell? Brother Ali, you're mixing mansub and majroor. Try and sort them out. Okay, Sister Mariam, ask the tell. How can we tell? Okay, perfect, Sister Afroza, that's exactly. Okay, here, you're telling me how can I tell that it's in that status? Right? You can't say it's majzum because it can be only be majzum. You have to say it's majzum because I can tell. You can tell it's majzum because okay, let's look at Sister Afroza's answer. Actually, the lam, even if the lam wasn't there, we'd know it's majzum. Right? If I look here and I see yalid, right? I see yasha, I know that it's majzum even if I don't see in front and lan in front. No, we would not say it's because of lam here. Because the fi'il itself has the tell. That's right, it's the tashkir on our three. It's the fi'il itself has the tell. Right? Here it's our fatha. And here the answer is lam yansur. And the way that you can tell that it is majzum, okay, it is majzum, secondly, the way you can tell is the sukoon on our three. With or without this, right? So even if this was not present, we could see. That's why I said here that we need to write the harf for the five, you know, remember from our, where's our textbook? Here's our textbook, right? This column here, right? The HP column, the tell that tells us the status is this tashkil on our three. This column, al-af'al al-khamsa, the five fi'il, you can't tell the difference between this and this, right? So you can tell, yes, the noon is gone, but that only tells you it's mansub or majzum. Mansub or majzum. It doesn't tell you which one. So here, the tell is, yes, the absence of noon, but the harf is absolutely needed. You need two pieces of information here. Here you just need one piece of information. Here you need two. You need a harf, and you need a sign that it has been, that the noon is gone, and the harf. All right, so let's go back to our exercise here. So let's do the next row. They both, oh here, and he, sorry, he helps, he will not help, it's not helpful. He, maybe he won't help do something wrong. And here, he did not help. Let's put it back black. He did not help. Now, they both help. Tell me, what's the word? Its status, and how can you tell? They both help. Don't forget copy and paste as much as you can so that you have to type less. Remember, R2 has a dhamma. Okay. What's the word, its status, and how can you tell? Okay, we're not going to talk about the noon, right? We are going to talk about a noon. What am I talking about? I better show the answer. I'm getting myself confused. Okay. So everybody who said Yansurani, yes, okay, yeah, it's a noon. It's mafu because of noon. Oh my goodness. Okay, next. They both help. They both will not help. They're refusing. Not going to cooperate. They both will not help. Yes, now we will talk about the noon. Yes, I apologize profusely. Okay, what goes here? They both will not help. They both will not help. And now you absolutely need to give me the harf because here. Okay, so that's part of the answer. What's its status? Okay, that's clear. I don't know what kind of mad that would be. Like, that would be like a really big wave on top. Really, really big wave on top written. Okay, it's okay. So you guys are saying lan yansura and it's mansub, and how can we tell? Okay, but noon is dropped. Doesn't that, that does that tell us if it's mansub or majrur or majzoom? If I say majrur, you guys let me know. I have to correct myself. Mansub or majrur, we said that like so many times it's stuck in my head. Okay, so no, we can't tell that it's mansub or majzoom. So you need to tell me two things. How can we tell that it's in that status? You need to tell me two things. It's getting a little bit more complicated now. Right? Lam yansura, it's mansub because of harf lan and dropping of the noon. So how to write this fast? Let's see. Lan yan sura mansub, no noon, harf. Yeah, there we go. That's enough. All right. No, here we are doing, first we're going to do mansub, right? So lan yan sura is mansub because of the lan, and we can see that the noon is missing. Now we're going to go to lam. What's the difference going to be? It's going to be same word here. We see this? Yansura, yansura. What's the difference between the two? It's the lam and the lan. So the answer here is lam yansura. They did not help. They both did not help. Lan yansura, it is majzoom because of harf lam, and the noon is dropped. Harf dropping of noon, harf jazm. Harf jazm. But I only mentioned harf because I had said lan at the beginning. Harf plus dropping of the noon is majzoom or mansub, right? Harf nasb plus dropping of the noon, that means it's mansub. Harf jazm plus dropping of the noon means that it's majzoom. They will not help. They did not help. Okay? Lam, they did not help. Right? We go back to our example here. This is why I give you this example, because everybody knows surat, right here. Lam yalid, he did not beget. Where Allah is not saying he's not going to have a kid, he's not going to have a child. He's saying he did not get a child, right? Walam yulad, he was not born. He's not saying he's not going to be born. Astaghfirullah. Right? So you know this when it's this harf lam makes it majzoom and it's past. It gives the meaning of the past. Is everybody clear on how this example from Surah Al-Ikhlas that we recite every day is helpful? Okay, this one is like the most important of them. Like it's the most key. Because you always can tell yourself, lam yalid. You even have to do the qalqala, lam yalid, right? Okay, so let's go back here to our table. So now we're going to do together, right? They help. They help is yansuruna. It's marfu, and you tell me how you can tell that it's marfu. How can you tell that it's marfu? Sister, okay. How can you tell that this one is marfu? Noon. Yes, it's the noon. The noon is the reason it's highlighted is the noon that tells us. Okay, now they will not help. They will not help. How would you say that? I was trying to get you guys to give me the three answers so we'd go faster, but it seems to be confusing, so we'll have to split it up. And I'll do spot checking by asking you here and there. So first you tell me, how do you say lan plus they will not help? Okay, so you can just type that part. Okay, folks, we have to go faster because we're not going to get everything we need done. Okay? That's a perfect answer, Brother Ali. Very good, mashallah. لَنْ يَنْصُرُوا, they will not help. We can tell that it is مَنْصُوب by the dropping of the noon. And we've got our little alif al-wiqaya showed up here to help out. And with the haflan. We need the haflan to tell the difference between mansub and majzoom. Here's majzoom, lam yansuru. The verb looks the same. So we need to mention the haf. Lam yansuru means they did not help. It is majzoom because of haf lam. And the sign of it is the absence of the noon. Okay? Now, let's go back to our HPs. She does not help. You tell me how to say she does not help in Arabic. Because you're the experts right now. Oh. We're doing marfu first. Yes. Okay. Tansuru. How do you say she will not help? Okay, right now I'm gonna just ask specific questions. Sister Froza, jazakallahu khairan for the long answer, but it's not working well for everybody because it's taking too long. So I don't wanna slow things down too much. But however, you know that the difference, like what you wrote, actually, I'm not sure what you wrote. That's a creative writing. Can you write the verb again, please? Just the verb part? Okay. Sister Maria, Sister Widad, please try and help as much as you can with your answers. I think our group is very small today. So I think I'm waiting for... Yeah, I think I'm waiting too long because there's not many people and some people have babies in their arms. Okay, so we're going to go faster. Tansuru, and now we're going to do mansub. She will not help is lan tansura. We can see with the fatha. And majzoom, what's the majzoom version going to be? Already said the status is majzoom. This is lam tansur. Excellent. And we can tell by the sukun, right? The absence of haraka here. All right. So they both help. Feminine. All right, so tansurani is the marfu version. We can tell that it's marfu because of the noon. What's going to happen if we put lan in front? What status is it going to have if we put lan in front? Lan nasb, mansub. That's right. So the mansub version is lan tansura. The noon is dropped because of the presence of the lan. And is the verb going to be different in the next column? Yes or no? Is the verb going to be different? Is the fi'l going to be different? No. So how's the only way we can tell that it's mansub or majzoom? Here it's majzoom. How can I tell that it's majzoom? What's my proof? What's my proof that it's majzoom? Haf jazm. Yes, with sukun on the zai, haf jazm, exactly, lam, perfect. Okay, so the women, okay, so we said, yansuru, yansurani, yansuruna. Then we went tansuru, تنصراني. What letter are we going to start with here? We're in the sister's corner now, in the sister's section. What letter are we going to start this fi'l with? Okay, what's the letter that's going to start this fi'l? Guys, letter, one letter. Okay, Sister Afroza, you say yeah. Sister Widad, you say ta. Does one of you want to revise your opinion? Brother Ali, you have to have your haraka at the end. You have to put your haraka at the end. This is not like, if you were reciting, sometimes you could cut some of the harakat at the end, but not for purposes of grammar. Okay, so Sister Widad wants to revise her answer. All right, the answer is yansurna. If you put the ta, what are you doing? If you put the ta, how are you changing it? That's right. If you put the ta, you get this. Right? The only difference between that one and this one, right? They female, you all female. The only difference is the ta and the ya. But we can't afford to get that confused. No. All right? So this one is highlighted in gray. Why do you think it's highlighted in gray? Yes, revision is super important. This doesn't happen through osmosis. It happens through practice, right? Keep reading your tables. Okay, so why do you think that this is highlighted in gray? All of this. Any guesses before I do the great reveal? The answer is because they're all the same. In the ladies section, in the sisters section, there's never a change, right? They're the same. So here, the only way you can say that this is marfu is there's no harf that makes it anything else. By default, it's marfu. Here, the harf lam makes it mansub. Here, the harf lam makes it majzum. Is that clear? This is a super good example about like how to justify. Right here, the absence of any harf. Here, the harf nasb. Here, the harf of jazm. By default, it is marfu, and the fact that there's no harf acting on it, it's marfu. It's the default, right? This is not the default. Something has been added here. This is the default. This is our default column. All right? So now we're going to do the use. Now, last week I talked about the ts sound. Now I put it in turquoise just to help you remember that what's going to be the first letter of everything in this column? Everything in this column is going to start with ta. That's right. Now, this starts with ta, this starts with ta. Ta doesn't automatically mean you, but every you has a ta, right? One is true, the other way is not true, but every time it's you, it's going to be ta. So that's a no-brainer, right? You're saying you anything, you start with the ta. Just the ending that's going to make a difference. All right, so you help. You help. Okay, tansuru marfu. And it's marfu because of the dhamma, right? We can tell that it's marfu because of the dhamma. How do you make it mansub? You can just tell me the ending of the change. The change. Tell me tell me the change only this time. I'll do the typing, or the highlight, the revealing. Right. So you can just type like this. That's fine. That's gonna make it fast, right? All right. You will not help. Lan tansura. You did not help. How do you say you did not help? You did not help. How do you say that? Yes. Okay. It's kind of hard to write the absence of sound. So if you didn't answer anything, you can type, you can switch to Arabic and do Shift X, or you can just type like this. All right, so here it is majzum with sukoon, exactly, silence. All right, so let's do, we're going to look at all three from you both, right? So you both help tansurani marfu because of the noon. Lan tansura, this is mansub because of the lan and shown by the absence of noon. The difference here, you both did not help. It's majzoom because of the lam shown by the absence of the noon. Does that sound good, guys? Okay. Now, you tell me the endings for this row. So we know that it's going to start with tansur, but what's after tansur? You tell me after everything after the r, tansur. What comes after? Tansur, you are. Yes, you can suggest. That's Sister Widad. You can just please post it to everybody. Okay, so let's show the answer. Tansuruna. Okay, so the answer is U-na. And how can you tell that it is marfu? What's the tell? That's right. Perfect. You guys are catching on very well. Now, what's going to be the ending for this one? Lan tansur. Oh, you guys are so impressed. Ooh. Lan tansuru. All right. Let's not forget our alif. And what's the, can we tell that it's mansub? Because it's in the mansub column, so I'm assuming you know it's mansub. Lan and no noon. Perfect. Next. What's going to be the difference here? Tell me the difference. What's going to be different in this column? So we're doing our practice in a different way. It's kind of like a pop quiz type thing. What's different? These would make good questions actually on a quiz. What's going to be the difference? What's the differences? Okay, no noon sounds like the same. So the harf is going to be the... Yes, we're going to switch the harf. That's right. It's going to be the exact same thing. Exactly. Okay, one sister. Now you tell me how, what is you, one lady, you are helping. Oh, Brother Ali, check your harakat in the middle. Sister Froza, check your harakat in the middle. Sister Widad, very good. Right? You don't want to change anything in the middle. Right? We already checked the dictionary. We checked our two, and our two has got a dhamma. Right? This doesn't change. All right? That is never going to change. The only thing that's going to change is the ending, right? The change, we saw a change here with the sukun being introduced, but it wasn't on R2. R2, what was on R2 everywhere here? Tell me guys, what was on R2 everywhere here? R2 had, this is very important. R2 in this column past tense had what? We need to understand this. What's the haraka on R2 in the past tense column? R2. R2, past tense column. Okay, there we go. Right? Look at this. Fatha everywhere. What's on R2 here? Present tense. Every sod has what? without exception. Okay, so this is Nasara Yansuru. This pair has fatha dhamma. Other pairs of something else, Daraba Yadribu, have a fatha kasra, right? Fataha Yaftahu has fatha fatha. This pair is very important. Very important, this pairing, right? That's why when you look in the dictionary, it tells you. It tells you the sad is going to have fatha, and then it tells you the sad is going to have a dhamma, right? This is very important. So we never, ever, ever, ever change that. Never, ever, 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 ever. Okay, so here, where's our table? Is this our table? Yes, it is. All right, so here, the answer that we're looking for is tansurina. It's marfu because of the noon. How do I make it mansub? What's the change? What's the change? What's going to be the difference between this and this? Am I going to add a sukoon? What am I going to do? Yes, ready? Add lan, drop the noon. That's exactly what I wanted to know. Okay, does everybody agree with Brother Ali? Shall we check the answer? Oop. Oh, yeah, I'm not clicking the right keys. That won't help. Yay! Okay. Lan tansuri. And here the only difference is the harf. Now, here we know that it's not going to change, right? So if you all women, the sister section is very stable. Things are very calm over there. All right. So all of you women, tansurna, help. All of you women will not help. Lan tansurna. And all of you women did not help. Lam tansurna. No change. Okay, let's quickly do the last two. And subhanAllah, I really honestly, I'm not sure how we can do this tutorial in 1 hour, especially when we have people stuck in the waiting room at the beginning. Anybody who wants to stick for the next activity, please do so. Otherwise, please take some time this week to watch the recording past this time point, right? You can scroll. YouTube allows you to scroll like this. If you can look at my screen one moment, right? If I hover like this over the time bar, I can see what's on the screen, right? So you just need to match the picture with whatever it is you want to see, okay? So Jazakallah khairan, Sister Widad, for suggesting that we continue. Okay, so how do I say I help? Because I'm nice like that. I help. I help you learn your verbs. Okay, guys, quick, 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 quick. How do you say I help? Yes, yes. Ansuru. And how do I say I will not help? Very good. Very good. Lan ansura. How can I tell that its status? Okay, yes, whoever has to change a diaper is exempted from typing. yes, how can I tell that it's, how can I tell its status? Yes, exactly. Mansub, fatha, and R3. And how can I tell this? What am I going to do with the next status? What's the next status anyways? It's majroom, right? So how am I going to change it? Yeah, even if I didn't have the lam, I would still put a sukun, right? Is this, if I do this, Oh, come on. If I do this, you see me clicking, right? You see the delay. I think it's because it's 9:06 p.m. It seems my computer is a morning person or morning machine. So if I just said Ansura, would it still be Mansoob? Or do I need the lan? Would it still be Mansoob, yes or no, by vote? Is Ansura Mansoob with or without the lan? Just take a chance, yes or no. Is Ansura Mansoob with or without the lan? Remember, the default is marfu, and it has to have dhamma. So if I say Ansura, can I tell that it, without with or without the lan, that it is Mansoob? Sister Afroza, Brother Ali, Sister Maria. Yes. Right? The lan is not necessary. Can I tell that this is majzoom with or without the lan? Exactly. Right? So here we won't even mention the harf. We don't even mention the harf. We only mention the harf when it has to be distinguished between these two columns. Right? You know what I'm going to do? I'm even going to like... Oh, you know what I should do? I should put it like this. I'll just do this on the first row so that we remember. Oh my goodness. Oh, may Allah help us. All right, let's move on to, you tell me what the last verb is going to be on the bottom, the last fi'il. We help. We help. How do you say we help? All right. And how do you say we will not help? Anybody disagree? I don't think so. Okay. I was going to ask a question. Which category, which column does this fi'il go? Like which, you know, like, you know how we name the columns? We said HP column, sister section, and then we said five fi'il section. Which category is this? Is this part of the five fi'il? You can put 5F. Is it part of the HP column? You can put HP. Or is it part of the ladies section? You can put LS. Okay. Sister Afroza says sisters. And Brother Ali says HP. Who's going to break the tie? Right now we have one answer. We have two answers. Who's going to give another answer? Sister Maria, do you have an answer to share? Sister Widad, are you back? Okay, let's go back to our textbook. These are the HPs, right? They get, this is majzoom, right? This is the HPs. It includes these ones. Let's look at marfu, it's better. Ya'lamu, ta'lamu, ta'lamu, a'lamu, na'lamu. They all end in dhamma, right? The five fi'il have the noon. Noon, 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 noon. And this noon is dropped. And then the lady section is stable. Nothing happens. Okay? So the answer is HP. Jazakallahu khairan, everyone, for helping create this table. We have here the last answer. Lam yansur. typo here. Lam Yamsur. All right. So those of you who can stick around, we need to do this. Pretty quickly, unfortunately. Please forgive me for not taking you through this faster than this. I'm still learning. Okay, so we've got in the morning. I'm not sure why they can. They did this in about 20 minutes. So I'm not sure exactly what the difference is. But we need to. We definitely, as a group, we need to go faster, all of us, including you, Mr. Dell. So how do you say "aman" in Arabic? We have to do some practice now. We need the vocabulary to do it. Okay, we say "aman" is very quickly. Okay. Now, Brother Ali, these harakat are not going to be working. And Sister Froza, you've got a plural. So I'm going to show you the correct answer. Please memorize this. A man is rajulun. Okay? Rajulun. Rajulun. Like this. No, this is only sent to Sister Widad. Rajulun. Okay? How do you say the man? The man is ar-rajulu. Okay? A child you don't know, you're going to learn it now, is qiflun. They make announcements when it's little janaza time, and they'll mention, if you hear qifl, that's because there's a child that's you're making little janaza for a child. There's different dua when it's a child. Okay? And the child is al-qiflu. Okay? Yes. Good. All right. So if we go back to our matrix, there's four possibilities, right? The fa'il is the pronoun inside the fi'il, or it's an outside fa'il. The maf'ul is either an attached pronoun like who, or it's an outside fa'il like ar-rajula, right? So how would I say the sentence, the man helped the child? So the man helped the child. So you can send your answer as a private message. The man helped the child. So first you're going to start with your fi'il, right? So the first, the word you're going to say is helped. How do you say helped? Or he, like, well, you got, okay, will you have an outside, first you need to know, do I have an outside actor? Do I have an outside fa'il? Yes, because who's doing the helping? It's the man, right? So if I have an outside fa'il, what version of Nasara am I going to use? What's going to be my pronoun? Okay, it's going to be hidden pronoun P. Okay, we're going to start with he, but then we're not actually going to call it, like, okay, we're not going to be calling it, we're just going to say he. So he helped Nasara, and then we're going to put our outside fa'il. And I'm seeing that, that's very good. I'm seeing that in your answer. Ar-rajulu. And what, and okay, very, Sister Froza, can you have al and tanween at the same time? No, right? So al-qifla. So our fi'il is nasara. What's our fa'il? That's okay. What's our fa'il? Look at the sentence carefully, and what's our fa'il? Very good. Perfect. Nobody said he. Very good. Very good. Okay. So it's not the hidden pronoun he. It's ar-rajulu. And what's our maf'ul? By process of elimination, it's going to be at-tifla, right? We have our fatha on الطفلة, which shows us that it is the maf'ul. Maf'ul is always mansub. So نصر, you can say it with me if you like. نصر الرجل طفلة. نصر الرجل طفلة. Now let's do he helped the child. Okay, so this was let's see. We have an outside fa'il and we have an outside maf'ul. So here, this is, we've done scenario 4. Okay, so let's do the next one. He helped the child. He helped the child. So again, you're going to start with your fi'il. Start with your fi'il. Think about who your fa'il is. And then put your maf'ul. So you're going to put fi'il, fa'il, whether inside or outside. And maf'ul, usually in that order. But you might have to make some modifications. Okay. All right. Sister Widad, you just invented a past tense word. Okay, Sister Froza, is the word man is not here. Okay, the second one is good. Your second one is good. Brother Adi, that's good. All right, so the sentence is, oh, two, mashallah. two babies with her. So, nasara at-tif, we can say nasarat at-tiflatayn. But that's a different thing. Okay, so that would be in the case of sister with dad. For right now, we have nasara at-tifla, right? What's the difference? The difference here is just the absence of ar-rajulu, right? At-tifla didn't change. So, what's our fi'il? Nasara. What's our fa'il this time? What's our fa'il this time? Look at the sentence very carefully. What's our fa'il? Sister Froza, I think you meant to say something else. Yes, perfect. All right, and our maf'ul is the same. That hasn't changed, okay. So next sentence. Okay, and again, this was, okay, so he helped the child. Where does this go in our matrix here? He helped the child. He help the child. Is this scenario 1, 2, 3, or 4? Oops. Sorry, I'm having like scrolling issues here. Ah! Scenario 1, 2, 3, or 4. He helped the child. Number two? Number, oh. All right, the majority says 2. So, he helped the child. All right. Now, next one. Yes. Okay, here. I was supposed to say this to you, but now you can see it. It's on the screen. He helped him. I also forgot to white out the answer. Apparently, I skipped this. So he helped him. Nasarahu. Where does this go here? He helped him. Nasarahu. Which scenario is this? He helped him. Nasarahu. 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 Scenario 1, 2, 3, or 4? Okay, Brother Ali says 1. Do we have some other votes? Nasarahu. Yes, okay. Good. We're all in agreement. Nasarahu. All right. So nasarahu, what's our fi'il? Is our fi'il nasarahu? What's our fi'il? Fi'il is? Yes. Okay. You can send the answers to everybody now. I think that works better. What is, because like some people are already doing, what's our fa'il? Very important. What's our fa'il? Ignore the warning at the bottom. Uh-oh. Guys, don't ignore the warning at the bottom then. What is the fa'il? You've got the translation on the screen. That should help you. What's her فعل نصرة. Okay, I want correct answers, please. Yes, sister Widad. Yes, yes, you already said it correctly, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan. Okay, sister Froza, brother Ali, what is the fa'il of nasarahu? Nasarahu, very important. Never, 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 never answer what you said. Okay, kanan pronoun he. Yes, right? Nasarahu, what is who? What is the who? What's that? Yes, that's right. There's no such thing as, like, you can't have that. It's not possible, right? If you've got, let's go back to our, oh, I have it here somewhere. Right, we have here. So the possibilities are that the jumla fi'liya will have, when there's an attached pronoun as maf'ul, right? Like in our case, nasrahu, it's going to be like this, ha, hu, right? Kum, hu, right? But it's not part of the fi'l. That's not part of the fi'l. The pronoun that's part of the fi'l is can be na, or a hidden pronoun can be na, right? It can be a hidden pronoun. But it can never be hu, because he is hidden. You won't see it. It's hidden, right? So you couldn't see it. If it wouldn't be called hidden, you could see it. Get it? This is not hidden. So it can't be it. All right. So he is helping him. He is helping him. You translate that for me this time. I'm not going to give you the answer right away. He is helping him. Notice we are changing tenses, okay? He is helping him. So our fi'il nasara yansuru. So you don't want to give me past tense anymore. Okay, how many people are still here? Okay, brother Ali, sister Afroza, sister Widad. Okay, very good. Excellent. He is helping him. What's our fa'il? Our fa'il is yansuru. What's our fa'il? Yes, very good. All right, and our maf'ul is who? Not WHO, I'm saying our maf'ul is ha, dhamma. Cool. All right. They are helping him. That's the same, very similar, except there's a different pronoun. Actually, it's not the same. You tell me, they are helping him. Okay, we got one answer. Okay, I'm gonna help you out. Yansuru nahu. Right? It's nansuruna. They are helping is nansuruna. And then we attach the who. Okay? Yansurunahu. Yansurunahu. Okay, yansurunahu. All right. I'm going to reattach my pronoun. What's our fi'il? What are we going to say our fi'il is? Careful with the answer. Okay, fi'il is yansuru. Okay? We have to stick to the tense. But we're going to give it in mafhu status. Okay? What's our fa'il? Careful with the answer. You know when I say that, that there's something special. Oh, Brother Ali, what is this bid'ah? What is this invention? You get points for creativity, but let's get an answer that matches the language. Okay, Sister Widad, that's good. Brother Ali, do you revise your answer? That's okay. What's your new answer? Now that your bout of creativity has passed and you've come back into the folds of Arabic grammar. What's the pronoun? What's a fa'il? The fa'il is the wow. Yes, exactly. We're all so impressed. Okay, so yes, there's no such thing as hidden pronoun they. There's what's the list of hidden pronouns? How many do we have? What's the list? Can everybody list all the hidden pronouns? That's right, he and she. So you know that. All right, so what's our maf'ul here? Sister Widad was just like waiting to type her answer. Yes, very good. All right, so what we're going to do here, I was supposed to take out this blue stuff, but don't worry, you can look at it if you want. We're going to translate, they will not, alhamdulillah, that's why we're here. They will not help him, okay? So how will we do they will not help him, right? Here we have they help him. They are helping him. They help him. Same thing. They help him. That's what we have here. I'm going to make it bigger, right? So how are we going to make it? How are we going to say will not? We're going to use, that's right, we're going to use lan. Everybody agrees that we're going to add the harf lan? Okay. So are we going to start, let's start with our default marfu version, okay? So we got no harf, right? And we got yansurunahu. So what I did, like, let's ignore the attached pronoun for now, right? Yansurunahu, let's ignore the attached pronoun for now. Let's just pay attention to only the fi'l. We'll do one step at a time. So step two, we're going to add our harf, like you said. No, we're going to say lam would be, Sister Widad, that would be did not, right? That's the next example below. Will not, and lan nasb never, my trick from last week. Or like you can remember, lam yalid, he was not born in the past, right? So now we're talking about the future, will not. So we're going to use lan. So we're going to add our haf lan, okay? Haflan, and then we're going to adjust the fi'il to match its status to the harf. So what are we going to do to yansuruna? What's going to happen to yansuruna? Remove the noon. Okay, I'm not seeing any contradictory answers, so I'm going to, drop the noon exactly. Drop the noon. See, I cross it out. We still have our attached pronoun there waiting. Okay, and step three, we're going to reattach the pronoun. So we got the answer, lan yansurunahu. They will not help him. Lan yansurunahu. Now this morning, they just did it in one shot, but I just wanted to like break it down so that nobody's confused. Is everybody clear how we got lan yansurunahu? Right? Nothing else left, just the noon. That's it. No crazy thing happened. Only the noon got dropped. Is that okay? Okay. Now next, they did not help him. And still, it's going to be the same thing. Our fi'il is yansuru. Our harf is lan. Our fi'il is yansuru. Okay, it's majzoom. Sorry, it's mansub because of harf lan. shown by the dropping of the noon, and our maf'ul or fa'il is waw, which is still here obviously, and our maf'ul is hu. Actually, I should put let me just look at the matrix here. Where's the matrix? I think I closed it. Fa'il yellow, maf'ul green. Fa'il yellow. Okay, you guys write me the answer here while I fight with this. And give me the answer to the next one also. You're going to change. You're resistant to change, but you will change. It's time. It's time to change. No time like the present. This is absolutely ridiculous. Okay, look at the color coding in the matrix if you, he's not cooperating. Okay, so they did not help him. Lam yansuruhu. Very good. Lam yansuru. I kept the noon. Where did I keep the noon? Oh my goodness. Thank you, Sister Afroza. How did I do that? Oh my. Guys, you've got to tell me if I make these silly mistakes. Oh my goodness, this is right now. Do you see how we got lan yansuruhu? Please, tell me now. Do you see how we got lan yansuruhu? Sister Afroza, may Allah reward you for saving me from the error of my ways. Okay. What's that, NP? No pronoun? Okay. All right. They did not help him. I'm joking. Yes, I know what NP means. Okay. And yes, you gave me your answers already. Lam yansuruhu. Here I had it right. They did not help him. Now, the man helped him. Nasara ar-rajulu. Yes, that's good. The man helped him. Nasara. Oh, no. Nasarahu ar-rajulu. You have to put the him. And now we have to put the, I'm being stubborn here. Yeah, we absolutely have to put the him, right? Oh my, where is it? Muhammad, I think I need a new computer. Where's our sentence here? Yes, okay. So we need our maf'ul. Right? Well, it says here, I've got two new messages. Okay. So here's our maf'ul. And here's our... I think this is our last scenario here. We got outside and then attached pronoun. Let's see. Outside and attached pronoun. Outside, attached pronoun. Ah, this is our scenario three. This is our first time doing one of these, I think. All right, okay. So now we've done all, with this one, we've done all the scenarios. So we're going to wrap up with this one. Actually, I think there, we might do the last one. So the man is helping him. So what do we start with? Yansuruhu. Yansuruhu. Okay, we don't want the past tense, Sister Afroza. Sister Widad, you corrected yourself. Yansuruhu rajulu. This is the answer. If anybody has questions, let me know. Yansuruhu rajulu. Let's negate it in the future, in a future meaning. The man will not help him. Sister Widad, check. You had said past tense. Oh, sorry. I did not realize I had scrolled too high. I'm not used to having just a small class like this, mashallah. Okay, so let's ligate it with the past tense meaning, with the past meaning, not past tense, past meaning. The man did not help him. So the man, the man will not help him, and then the man did not help him. The man will not help him. So what are we going to put first? Our fi'il or our harf? Yes, this was your first answer. Okay, what's the harf? Will not. Oh, Sister Afroza, put a bit of space there. Okay, this is what you call a run-on sentence, mashallah. It's this one string of letters. Okay, lan, good. Next, fi'il. We want to make it what status? Mansoob. Right? Lan. Okay, so we said lan, right? Lan, not lam. What's our fi'il now? Next thing is a fi'il, right? Now, do we have an outside fa'il? We have to figure that out first, right? Because we need to know what our fi'il is going to look like. Lan. What's our fi'il going to be? We've got to figure out two things. Our fa'il and our harf. Okay, we got lan. So let's go back to our table. Because we did all that work, right? Let's make sure we're not making mistakes now. Allahu Akbar. Trying to scroll. All right. Which one are we going to use? The man will not help. Will not help. I want will not help. We already figured out lan. So add the fi'il. Okay, I'm seeing some fathas. That's what's very important, right? We can't say yansuru. No, we cannot. Okay, let's go back down. So what's our fi'il going to be? Yansura. Now, this thing is in the way. Now, are we going to attach, like, what kind of maf'ul do we have? Okay, tell me first, do we have inside or outside fa'il? Do we have a fa'il that's inside the fa'il or attached to the fa'il, or do we have an outside one? Okay, what's it going to be in Arabic? No. You just said outside. It can't be hidden. If it's outside, it's not hidden. Hidden is inside. Can't say you're telling me two contradictory answers. It's like you're saying I'm inside, I'm outside. It's one or the other. Yeah, we're talking about the fa'il. Oh, you mean the pronoun? No, I'm not talking about the pronoun. I'm talking about the fa'il. Like, you know, what am I going to write here? What am I going to write here? I understand now. Thank you for explaining. Okay. So yes, Brother Ali is right. Okay, so ar-rajulu. Now, we're going to have ar-rajulu afterwards. What's our pronoun going to be for our fi'il? Since we got an outside doer, we need hpihi. Right? Because ar-rajulu obviously is, we can't use hpishi. That would just be wrong. So, yansura. What else? Yansura, what else? What are we missing? We got the man is here. Will not, we got that here. Help is yansura. What about him? What are we going to do for that? Okay, so can you tell me what string goes in this cell? Yes, Sister Afroza. Brother Ali, the rest of it too. I'm going to give you some homework. You're going to send it to me by email, okay? All right. لن ينصره الرجل. لن ينصره الرجل. Will not he help him, the man. The man, well, we can't say he anymore. The man will not help him. Okay, your homework is this. Email this to me, the same email that you got your certificate from, right? And the sentence you're going to say is the woman, let's use something an easier one. Can somebody give me a good feminine example of a noun, please? Send it to me privately, please. My mind is shut down now. Okay. The women, An-Nisa, okay? You're going to send this to me. You can look in the Quran to see how it's spelled, okay? Send this to me as an email in Arabic. The women did not help the two of them. Okay? The women did not help the two of them. You send me that and you send me this line and the translation in Arabic. Okay, that's your homework. Okay, because we struggled with this one, so I just want to make sure you're okay. All right. The women did not help the two of them. Yes, you're going to email that to me. You're going to email that to me in Arabic. You're going to the English on top and the Arabic underneath. If you send it as handwriting, you need to take a well-lit picture and have neat handwriting so I can actually read it, okay? If you send it in Arabic, use all the harakat. There's a typing tool on the portal, all right? So this will give you guys a chance to get your work checked. So let's just do this one quickly. The man did not help him. This is very similar to the one on top, right? Lam yansurhu ar-rajulu. Okay, the only difference is the sukun. So our fi'il is yansuru. We always say it in its default state, right? The fi'il is yansuru. We can't say HP anymore for the fa'il. We have to say ar-rajulu and the maf'ul is hu. Okay, our last example, we're going to use the men. The men in Arabic is, how do you say the men in Arabic? الرجال, okay? The men are helping him. You translate this into the men are helping him. Oh my goodness. There we go. Yes, it's an irregular plural. That's right. Okay. So first, no, it's right here. Ar-rijalu. It's right here. I give it to you. So first, what's your verb? Final stretch, guys. Tell me the verb. There's no harf, right? So we're going to start with our fi'il. What's the fi'il going to be? Sister Afroza, Brother Ali, Sister Widad, what's her fi'il going to be? Just the fi'il. Just the fi'il. Yansuru. Brother Ali and Sister Afroza, do you also say Yansuru? Okay, Sister Afroza, what's our pronoun? Or everybody, send me the what's the pronoun? What's the pronoun like when we look at it on the table? What pronoun are we going to look for? Oh no, you can't put a noon like this at the end. Okay, yes, okay. Why do you say they female? We're talking about here. You're talking about the homework, I think. We're talking about this one here. We're doing this one. This is homework down here. We're doing this here. I can't remember the email address by heart. Okay, our verb is going to be, we've got an outside fa'il. So we have to use hidden pronoun he. So yansuru is our fa'il, right? This part we can ignore for now. Right, we're just going to ignore the attached pronoun for now. So our fa'il is yansuru. Do you understand why we're saying yansuru? Because if we've got an outside doer, we need to use HP he or HP she version. This is men, so we're not going to use she. So that leaves us one option. So it's going to be like this one. It's going to be here. The man helped him. Yansurahu. The man, no, that was Nasara. Here. Sorry about that. Yansuruhu. Right? So this part is going to be the same. No, you can't have, if you've got an outside fa'il, it only has to be singular. You cannot say they. You cannot say they. For this, yes, I said the men, but that's because it's an outside fa'il. If it's an outside fa'il, it's hidden pronoun she or he. No other option. So you'll have to review your notes for this one. Because outside, go back to the section on outside fa'il, look at the rules. It has to be a mansub. It has to be marfu, ism, that comes after a fa'il with hidden pronoun he or she. You have to go back to your textbook and look at your rules, okay? So the fi'il is yansuru. It's same. It doesn't matter that it was in the past tense section. Doesn't matter. The rules of the jumla fi'liya apply. Yansuru is our fi'il. So we've done this part here. Our helping. That's done. Now, who's our fa'il? We've got it right here. Ar-rijalu is our fa'il. Yansuru ar-rijalu. Now we're missing him. Where's our fa'il? Where's our maf'ul? Where's our maf'ul? We got our fi'il, we got our fa'il, we're missing our maf'ul. Yes. Okay, so yansuruhu rijalu. Yansuruhu rijalu. This is the men are helping him. We got, what's our fi'il? What's our fi'il? Sister Afroza, you have to respect the tense. We can't skip between tenses. Yes, Brother Ali. Yes, Sister Afroza, that's perfect. Now, Sister Widad, Yansuru. Perfect. All right. What's our fa'il? Perfect. الرجال. It's not hidden pronoun he. That's the pronoun, we need to use that version of the fi'il, but he got fired. The moment الرجال came in, he got fired, remember? He got fired. So we can't say it's the fa'il anymore. He lost his job. And what's our maf'ul? Maf'ul hasn't changed. It's still who. All right. So the homework, you include this part, okay? So you make it like this. Just like this. Actually, you know what? Type your email addresses here, okay? Send me your email addresses and I'll send you the homework. Because the other people might not understand. So I'm just going to send it to you who are here. And I'll get it from the chat. Okay. So thank you for bearing with me. If you have some tips on how we can go faster, because the morning class gets things done like super, super fast. And they've got like many, many more people than us. So we, okay, perfect. I got all your email addresses. Jazakumullah khairan. If you got some tips on how we can go faster, you can email me. Please do that. I'm going to grab the email address now that I didn't want to hide the screen from you earlier. That would have just been rude. Actually, you'll get my email, so you can just get it from that. Yeah, both the computer and I are tired. And you too? Oh, okay. Yeah, we're all. Yeah, they have nice morning fresh. The thing is, some of us are in other parts of the country as well. So that's the thing. We're all at different times. May Allah reward you all for your patience and your participation. And I keep saying this, but it's my definite plan. We're going to stick to an hour next time, inshallah. Okay? If you have any questions, you can stay back and ask them. Questions about the material that we posted now. I can stay for another couple minutes, inshallah. Maybe if we get the list in front, it might help us. Are you talking about the exercises, Sister Afroza? Jazanawiyaki, Sister Widad, for your suggestion and for helping, for participating, Brother Ali, Sister Afroza. We had a small group. How was the suite? Just the table alone was, just that one table alone was 1 month's worth of work. So how do you feel about the work that we did today? Okay, that's fine. Here's me. All right, how do you feel about the work that we did tonight? Do you feel more in control of the material? This was great, alhamdulillah. Okay, Sister Afroza, how do you feel about that? Five fi'al. Yes. Yeah, well, this is what today's for, right? And you all have access to the recordings. And Brother Ali, mashallah, some of us are attending two tutorials. I think a lot of people are putting in a lot of effort by attending, but you make a good point that effort has to be put between the sessions, right? Review, don't just count on the, mashallah. Yes. Yes, I saw you this morning. I saw you, Sister Froza. all right. So make sure that, like, if you want to attend and if you want to listen to the recordings as well, Shams, they do things a little bit differently. You can attend there. But definitely, I am glad that you guys all participated. Having a small group gives me a chance to give more particular attention. And we'll try and pick this up with a faster pace, inshallah. Okay, so if you have any questions, I can stay for another couple of minutes. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.